Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. Paul Allen joined by Mike Wobshaw from Vikings.com for the Verizon winning formula, trying to beat the 9-1 Seattle Seahawks. We've seen film earlier with Pete Bursich, watched some Vikings film with Leslie Frazier. We've talked a lot of stats, done interviews. Now, let's get to the winning formula of it all, trying to pull an upset today from 2-7. Offense, what do you got?
Vikings have to possess the ball. I'm not real big on time of possession as a critical variable in most games. In fact, both games the Vikings won this season, they lost the time of possession battle. And the only game that Seattle has lost this season, they won the time of possession battle. So generally, I don't think it's that key of a variable. But in this game, I think it's important because if the Vikings win time of possession in this game, it means they're doing a couple of things well, one being they're running the ball. And I think for the Vikings to win the game, Adrian Peterson's going to have to go off. Now, Adrian did go off last year at Seattle, had 180-some rushing yards, and we still lost the game, but we got pretty poor play out of the other parts of our offense, specifically the passing game. So
yep.
I think we're playing much better in the passing game. I think Christian Ponder is playing much better. He's coming off of two very good games against Allison Washington, so he's much better than he was last year at Seattle. If we can run the ball and possess the ball, I think the Vikings offense has a good chance.
Absolutely agree. And specifically with the quarterback spot today, you can't find yourself in a lot of third and six, third and seven and longer. The quarterback has to hit on some big third down conversions after possessing the ball. That could be remedy number one for an upset.
And now, Paul, the thing is, the longer drives go, generally speaking,
yeah,
the more likely the offense is to make a mistake, give up a sack, a penalty, a turnover, something like that.
Yeah.
But the Vikings have been careful with the ball. They haven't been a penalty-riddled team.
Yep.
So because the offense is in that form, I think possessing the ball is something they should do this week.
Guy's getting me excited. Richard Sherman with a bad hip. Keep him on the field, make him play a lot, tire out that defense a little bit, mash with Adrian. What about the Vikings defense? Verizon winning formula. Our defense versus Russell Wilson, the second-year kid. He's never lost at this place, CenturyLink.
You got to tackle well. Russell Wilson, very, very good at home. A good quarterback overall. He can do a lot of things well. But Marshawn Lynch, the way he can run the ball, he breaks tackles. That's the thing he does the best. Golden Tate, their receiver on the outside, he can break tackles. One of the things he does the best. And we know Percy Harvin. He's going to be playing this game most likely. And the best thing he does offensively is make you miss, break tackles, and keep going. So the Vikings defense has to tackle well. They did not tackle well in the first half against Washington. That's why we were losing by 10 points at halftime. But
yep,
we came back in the second half because the offense scored 20 points. The special teams was good, but the defense improved its tackling. So the Vikings got to fix some of those things, some of those problems that happened in the first half against Washington. You miss tackles against Seattle, you're in big trouble.
Now the Verizon winning formula, special teams versus special teams.
The Vikings special teams has been fantastic for most of the season. Save a couple of plays in Chicago and save some of those fakes against Cleveland.
Yep.
I think they're going to keep playing that way, but they got to go the extra mile. They got to turn Seattle over. If the Vikings are going to be in this game and win this game,
yeah,
some weird things have to happen. And one of those things, I believe, is some turnovers on special teams. You punch a ball out on a punt return, you squib kick or recover an onside on kickoff coverage. Some weird kind of thing has to happen. I mean, Seattle is playing as well as any team in the NFL. The
yep,
Vikings are 2-7. They're huge underdogs going into this thing. And when there's a big upset like that, not only are you playing well offensively and defensively, but weird things happen on special teams. And it's not that Seattle has a penchant for turning the ball over, but the Vikings special teams group, specifically their punt and kickoff coverage, have been pretty good this season. They're going to have to be very good in this game, and they're going to have to punch the ball out and steal a possession or two away from Seattle to put the offense in good field position.
And to add to that, Blair Walsh may be the best kicker in the National Football League, but when you get inside the 20, this is not a field goal game.
Yeah.
You need to score touchdowns. And then maybe those winning formulas will lead us to an upset today and victory number three. Mike Wobshaw, Vikings.com. For everybody here at the Vikings Entertainment Network and from the Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, I'm Paul Allen. That's Vikings Game Plan. Thanks for watching.